Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Inspire Your Life podcast with me, your host, Aarti Ravikrishnan. I believe we find inspiration all around us, especially from the stories that we all have in us. My aim with the Inspire Your Life podcast is to bring some of those real stories to light, stories of my guests that resonate with you and me. It's by listening to these stories that we can be inspired and motivate ourselves to overcome, find a new path, and rise even higher than we thought possible. Joining me on the show today is Dr. Rosetta Pillay, and we will be talking about purposeful career pivots. Now, Rose, as she is known, is an ICF-accredited coach, an impactful facilitator, an innovative thought leader, emerging author, and a dynamic motivational speaker. Her work in the field of finance and exposure to the corporate world have given her a deep understanding of business practices. In addition, her study of leadership development and contribution to this domain has broadened her perspective on how to improve business performance. Rose believes that shaping learning and development journeys for individuals and teams will translate into tangible, sustainable changes. Now, as I mentioned, her career has roots in finance and accounting, and yet she's now living out her passion doing leadership development. And I think that is such a strong combination. And actually, Rose, you and I, we're quite similar in that respect, coming from that finance background and both of us finding purpose in doing work in our coaching and enabling others. And I am very aware of my own journey. So I'm so curious to know more about your journey. So welcome to the show today, Rose.
Oh, thank you, Aarti. It's so wonderful to be with you today and with your listeners.
Oh, beautiful. And I know you're going to be sharing lots with us today. I've just given a little bit of a snippet about you. I'd love for you to share a bit more about Rose, you know, who you are as a person. What do you like? What do you dislike? Anything like that?
Yes. Well, let me just say, if I had to describe myself right now, I'd say I'm a child of the universe with 1,000 dimensions, which is why I'm by nature a seeker and a lifelong learner. And I think this comes from my childhood. I was born into quite impoverished circumstances. Extreme poverty and very little ambitions for the future, mind you.
Okay.
But I was blessed with angelic parents who defied, you know, the predictable patterns of what such a life would bring. Mm-hmm. And they overcame adversity with superhuman resilience.
Okay. That's awesome.
Yeah. And, you know, when I think about what sustained me, I think it was two pillars that defined much of my younger years. Mm-hmm. There was a strong focus on faith and education.
Okay.
So, Aarti, between my time at school and at church, there was very little time left for getting into trouble.
Okay.
So that has informed much of my belief system about myself and the world, which I'm grateful for.
Okay.
And right now I wear many hats, you know, wife, mother, employee, entrepreneur, student, and a host of other roles. And when you ask about what I like and dislike, I think I'm just learning to be content in every situation.
Oh, and I mean, that's a great space to be in, you know, trying to find that contentment, finding it. It becomes quite a powerful journey for ourselves, I think. And I can sense that in you as well, you know, with that lovely background that you've given us, Rose. So thank you for sharing that. And, you know, you've talked about the impact your parents have had, you know, being, you know, between school and between, you know, religious practices, you know, being so studious. It's making me think of, you know, your career as well, in terms of the different decisions and career choices you may have made along the way. Maybe just give us a bit of a sense of, you know, how many career choices coming to this point now, wearing all these hats that you've mentioned, how many career changes did you actually make over this time?
Oh, Arthi, let me just say, I used to be very embarrassed about this, but now I've become more comfortable owning up to it, let's say that.
Okay.
So I have fraternized with a few careers so far.
Uh-huh.
And I say that because I wasn't fully immersed in any career choice until I stepped into my current position.
Okay.
So maybe it would help if I just paint the picture for you as to how all of this emerged.
Yes, please do.
So the career choices that I was exposed to was very limited, you know, just growing up the way that I did. Yes. And anything outside the parameters of traditional roles was frowned upon.
Okay.
I think life in those days seemed very predictable.
Mm-hmm.
So at school, I thought I would choose something in the medical field without giving much regard, mind you, for my tolerance for other people's blood and dissecting cadavers, you know.
Okay.
So
yeah.
I honestly believe that I was protected by a higher force as I ended up registering for engineering.
Okay.
And this lasted for a whole of 2 weeks.
It's pretty short.
Yeah. I couldn't envisage myself with a profession as a chemical engineer.
All right.
So without anybody knowing, I joined the arts faculty.
Okay. Arts faculty.
Yeah. And I chose three subjects. If I remember correctly, it was like psychology, sociology, and international relations.
Mm-hmm.
And this was purely because they seemed interesting, but it was never geared towards a specific degree.
Okay.
So after the first semester, I went back home and was officially a university dropout.
Oh, okay. Nice.
This, of course, led to a version of an existential crisis, because I don't think at that age I had the maturity to have a proper crisis.
Mm-hmm.
But it was during this time that I started to ask different questions about what the correlation between innate talents and careers is, you know, between personality types and work environments. Of course, I didn't have that sophisticated language.
Right.
But during that year, my boyfriend, who is my husband now, he had an internship at an organization. And so he brought me a bursary form. To be honest, I don't know if my parents were very keen on funding my escapades anymore.
All right.
So I willingly completed the application form. And I remember the question on intended qualification because it had two examples. It said either engineer or accountant. So I literally used the process of elimination.
Yes.
I knew I had tried engineering, so maybe it's time to do accounting.
Okay.
Granted, I had never done accounting at school. So without even knowing the basics of debiting or crediting,
yes,
I convinced the interview panel that I was destined to be a chartered accountant.
Wow,
and I received a full scholarship to restart my studies.
That's
so at the end of 3 years, I graduated with an accounting degree and went on to do my honors, but again, with no intention of becoming a chartered accountant.
Okay.
So to deviate from the next foreseeable steps in the pathway of my career, I decided to register for my master's. Now, again, here's the twist in the road.
Uh-huh.
So I was at this stage working at a power station.
Mm-hmm.
And from a logistics perspective, I could only choose a university that offered block lectures because I was so far from the university's close by.
Yes.
So I needed to look for something that offered, you know, those block lectures every semester.
Mm-hmm.
And when I found a university that offered a Master of Commerce degree that aligned with my requirements, I was so elated, I didn't really consider other critical information.
Okay.
Which is why I was surprised when I realized that the specialization could either be in project management or leadership studies.
Okay.
This could have been a conundrum, yeah, or an adventure. Since I had done a program in project management, I thought, well, then I should definitely explore this thing called leadership. Arti, I was dumbfounded.
Okay.
This was an awakening and connection to something that screamed belonging. Colloquially put, I would say I found my tribe and my language.
Okay.
And basically, yeah, that was the advent of my professional journey in the space of leadership development.
Wow. I mean, Rose, firstly, I'm just sitting here and standing here thinking about how brave you were, first of all, to go and select different options at university and still even doing it under the radar, you know, initially not even saying to the parents, this is what I'm doing. And then eventually, you know, in your sort of wisdom at that age, sort of realizing, okay, certain things are not going to interest me, intrigue me, and still, you know, being able to go back home and saying, I don't know what I want to do. And yeah, I can only imagine how that must have felt for you. So, I mean, you've given us such a good context about some of these triggers around what made you think about your career change, some of the feelings that you even had at that point, you know, and even, you know, more importantly, in terms of the decision points, I mean, at the bursary stage, to be able to say, okay, I'm definitely not doing engineering, I'm going with accounting, even though I don't know anything, and convincing people. So clearly that was meant to happen, which then brought you to this next juncture at the master's level between, you know, doing a specialization in project management, which you'd already done, and looking at something completely new in terms of leadership development and jumping in. And look at this. You're sitting at a point where, as you said, you found your tribe. I just am blown away by this, because it just shows to me that there's been purpose, even though it probably hasn't felt that way, but it's actually been a very purposeful journey for you in terms of career pivots. Would you agree with that? That everything has happened for a particular reason to bring you to the point that you are at now?
I strongly believe in that. And you know, you did mention triggers. So I think there were different triggers and nuances along the way, but ultimately they culminated into the same theme, which was, you know, longing for meaning and purpose, as you say. Okay. And I know this sounds very cliche, but the way I process life does center on a higher calling and contribution to the planet.
Right.
So when you hear my story on the surface, it does sound like my choices have been, you know, very random and whimsical.
Yes. Yes.
But I believed I was, as you mentioned, attuned to my innate wisdom. If I were to conjure a pattern that offers some insight, I think I resonate with two realities that presented at every transition point.
Okay.
One was that I had the courage to embrace novelty, and the other was altering or releasing some beliefs about myself and the world.
Okay.
So we know the phrase, you know, all truth is partial.
Yes.
So there was a definite letting go and letting come process involved.
I really like that. And I especially like the consciousness that you're talking about here. And I'm just wondering, you know, for our listeners, Rose, how should one be conscious to the fact that there is something, you know, that's niggling us? There is something that potentially is going to make us deviate from our original choices, because what we may have initially decided is not working. So how do we build that level of consciousness within ourselves to listen and to take action?
Yeah. I would say, well, from what I've learned about myself and what I've learned about the people that I've encountered during my work and experience with leadership development, is that we have access to three centers of intelligence, the head, the heart, and our somatic awareness.
Yes.
And with these different centers, they offer us multiple messages. But we do have a propensity not to focus on all facets, right? Because most of us are quite inclined to just be intentional around the cognitive functioning. You know, one of the things when we talk about consciousness is about accessing the different parts of yourself that have messages to offer us. So okay. For example, if you're becoming ill, that might be the body's way of indicating that something is amiss.
Yeah.
And to give you an example, you know, I have a coaching client who was constantly getting sick towards the month end. And this pattern later revealed that it was reporting time in a toxic environment, and she felt an inner struggle, which had nothing to do with competence, but rather her misalignment with work and you know, her purpose.
Right.
And she took the decision to leave her job and to live a life that was true to her calling. Mm-hmm. And guess what? The illness dissipated.
Wow.
So to become more conscious about our interior condition in all spheres requires us to observe changes, to ask questions, to pause, and reflect on what emerges, and then decide to take action. Yeah. And that conscious action, Arthi, manifests, I think, in three ways. It is about accepting where you're at.
Okay.
Or influencing changes if you can.
All right.
Or deciding that the initial choice that you made is no longer of service, so you can exit the situation. Mm. And of course, life is much more complex than this linear approach.
Well, of course.
But at least it highlights that we can choose differently.
Well, exactly. I mean, I like that you've put those different options there. And, you know, particularly that last one that you're talking about, you know, about walking away. I mean, we know it can be very difficult to walk away from something that actually seems very, very comfortable in terms of a decision, you know. And how can you walk away to something else, I suppose? How can one be happy with that decision that one makes to walk away? Because typically we feel like we need to carry on with this because we've put everything in our basket here and we need to go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, that is so true, Arthi. You know, I think in all circumstances, just be kind to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Decisions made for comfort are great, actually.
Mm-hmm.
So are decisions made to stretch us, because ultimately everything belongs. And, you know, we talk about the universal law of polarities. Everything serves and does serves in equal measure.
Uh-huh.
And so with this mindset, I would say a source of happiness to any situation is gratitude. Mm. The practice for me has been life altering because it forces us to find the light amidst the darkness.
Right.
And with the with the evolution of neuroscience, and I don't need to talk to you about that, you're the expert there, but we know that gratitude does improve our executive functioning.
Yes.
So every context has the potential to create learning for us. Often we only recognize this in retrospect. It is just to connect to the fact that comfort and discomfort has the potential to bring us happiness.
I think that's very important. We always have those sort of dilemmas or dualities about a particular decision. And I suppose, you know, the one of the reasons that people find it difficult to walk away is also that level of self-doubt that starts to creep in. So, you know, what would your sort of advice be then in terms of how does one stop that self-doubt from creeping in, especially when you're going to take new decisions around your career?
Yeah. Well, you know, just in line with what we're talking about of things can serve and does serve us.
Yes.
Doubt in itself can be useful to keep us realistic and relevant. Yeah?
Yeah.
But if it starts to paralyze our ambitions and infringe on our well-being, then it's problematic.
Okay.
So we've heard it being said, you know, we were designed for greatness, but we're programmed for average.
Mm.
So these years of conditioning has extracted from our essence. And we sometimes forget how powerful we are. It's not hubris, but a deep sense of gratitude and humility to know that we are fearfully and wonderfully created, made in the image and likeness of God. So there are practices to assist with self-doubt.
Okay.
You know, these daily affirmations, meditation, gaining new competencies and skill sets, all to counter this perceived negative force in our lives.
Right.
But above all, I would say to remember who you are.
I think that's so important. We do forget who we are, Rose. Mm-hmm. We really do. And we forget our power. Exactly what you said, you know, we're not meant to be average, but yet somehow or the other, we somehow believe that that's what we need to do. So I think those are very, very powerful words. And I'm sure this has been a key realization for you over the course of your journey. I'm keen to know what other realizations you've come to as well as you've been going through.
So many, Arati. So many. Maybe to highlight two, right? Because I have spoken a lot about some of my learnings and shifts. Yes. But I'll share two of my favorite quotes that maybe best represent my profound awakenings.
Okay.
So the first is by Khalil Gibran. And the quote is, "Beauty is eternity gazing at itself in a mirror. But you are eternity and you are the mirror." And that speaks to the very core of who we are. Mm-hmm. And our life's work is an expression of that spirit. Mm-hmm. Right? And I think the second one that really speaks to me, it's a quote by Janet Fish. Mm-hmm. And she says, "The phoenix must burn to emerge." There's always opportunity to reinvent ourselves. And definitely in my case, that has been my experience. We just have to give ourselves, you know, permission for that renewal and rebirth.
Powerful, powerful, Rose. I really, really love this. Very inspiring quotes as well in terms of these realizations you've come to. You've been giving us some really, really great tips already. And maybe I'd love to just prod you a little bit more in terms of any other top tips that you may have for our listeners and subscribers who are actually thinking at this point in time about career changes. Mm-hmm. What should they be thinking about? How should they go about it? Love to get more of your views.
Right. I'll just carry on from the point around conscious practice, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. One of the practices that I have adopted in my life is to have people who hold me accountable. Mm-hmm. So strong network of family, friends, you know, colleagues who are allowed to speak into my life, mm-hmm. and give me feedback for recalibration. Feedback is a gift. And if you allow yourself again to receive that gift, it just has enormous potential to cause transformation. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So that's something I'm quite deliberate about, even though sometimes it's quite painful.
Yes.
I also spend time in meditation, prayer, and reflection. Yes. I think, you know, this practice keeps me grounded and aligned as well. So we're constantly making choices. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I also try to test my choices against my higher purpose.
Absolutely.
And when I fail, which is inevitable, I have glorious emotional outbursts and then try to regroup. So basically pull myself towards myself.
Yes.
And then move on.
Of course. But I mean, that's just also keeping it so real as well in terms of, you know, this is what happens. Let's deal with it and move on. I like that. It's very practical. Very, very practical.
Yeah.
And I mean, you've shared already so many motivational things. What else is keeping you motivated in your career and your business, Rose?
Well, I must say where I am now in my life, most days I'm really energized with great momentum.
Okay.
But there are those days when I don't want to depart from my duvet.
I understand.
Right? I mean, we've got to be real about these things.
Of course.
So in those moments, it's just about focusing on the very next step.
Okay.
So again, just to be kind to yourself. And some days I just have to, you know, succumb to congratulating myself for just making it through the day.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Because there's always the hope that tomorrow will be brighter.
Of course, exactly. And like we always say, the sun always rises again, which means we get to do it even better, even smarter, or even calmer than what the previous day was. So that's true.
Very, absolutely. Very true.
Rose, it's been such a pleasure conversing, chatting with you, learning about your story and background, and sharing these wonderful nuggets that you're sharing with us about your experiences and things that we have to look forward to. I'd love to end off, you've already shared some really cool quotes with us, but I'd love to end off our conversation today with maybe a mantra or something that actually just keeps you growing and striving and you know, just excelling in all that you're doing.
Yeah. So I must say that, you know, along with my career, my mantras have evolved with me. So perhaps I will share my latest discovery of what is keeping me inspired right now.
Yes.
It's a song, actually, by Yemi Alade. From, I think she's a Nigerian artist.
Okay.
And the song is called Africa.
Okay.
Right? And I think why it resonates so much with me now, and, you know, why it's so symbolic, is because I have a deep-seated desire to contribute to this beautiful continent, which is going to manifest through my next venture. Okay. Watch this space.
Fantastic.
So this song is really a reminder of the treasures of Africa and how blessed I am to be a part of this magical place.
Okay, beautiful. How beautiful. Rose, I think, you know, to end off on that high note, particularly, you know, as we know, there's so much going on in the world. There's so much that we can give. There's so much of impact that we can still make. I'm so pleased that you've still got so much of energy to keep going and to do the powerful work that you're doing. Rose, thank you so much for joining me on the show today. It's been such a beautiful conversation.
Oh, thank you, Arthi. It has been so wonderful for me too, to be able to share my experiences.
Oh, thank you. You take care. Have a good day.
You too. Okay, bye-bye. Bye.
Thank you so much for joining me on this episode today. If you like what you heard, rate the episode and podcast, and feel free to write a review. Plus, of course, share with others too. I love talking around topics like these. So if you like my perspective or insight on a subject close to your heart, or something that you're grappling with, reach out to me in your comments or send me an email via my website, or connect with me via LinkedIn, Instagram, or Facebook. All my social media are on the podcast information. If it's important to you, then it's important to me. So happy listening to the Inspire Your Life podcast, and catch you soon on the next episode. Bye.